This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Washington has now refocused on immigration as the Trump administration defends the separation of some immigrant children from their parents at the U.S. border. The U.S. House of Representatives is preparing for expected votes on major reforms to U.S. immigration law. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Once a rare practice, federal agents now routinely separate families seeking asylum or attempting to enter the United States illegally. Roughly 2,000 minors are being housed in facilities while their parents' immigration status is decided. Video released by the U.S. government shows what appear to be humane conditions, but furor over the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for unauthorized border arrivals has surged. Emotions are being stoked as the House of Representatives prepares to vote this week on two competing Republican immigration reform bills. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
A meeting of European leaders is expected to focus on the topic of migrant reform, and a ship carrying hundreds of people landed in Spain. VOA's Gladys Ahok has more.
Humanitarian ship the Aquarius, aided by Italian vessels, brought 629 migrants to Spain on Sunday. They were rescued off the coast of Libya last week from smugglers' boats and were accepted by Spain after both Italy and Malta refused them. Spanish authorities said they would grant asylum to applicants according to the Spanish law, and France offered to take eligible migrants who wished to go there. Germany has been silent regarding the latest wave of migrants after the government's previously welcoming policy brought into question the future of Chancellor Angela Merkel's leadership. Southern European countries are getting weary of the huge waves of migrants landing on their shores.
Gladys Ahok reporting. This is VOA News. Police in Greece and Macedonia used tear gas Sunday to break up marchers against a deal settling the long dispute over who gets to use the name Macedonia. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia would be known as the Republic of North Macedonia, while Greece would stop blocking its neighbors' efforts to join NATO and the European Union. Both countries have been feuding over the name since Macedonia. The country became independent in 1991. It is also the name of an ancient historic region of northern Greece. A Turkish presidential candidate made his campaign speech Sunday from jail. Selahattin Demirtas of the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party spoke on television from his cell in western Turkey. He was arrested on allegations of being a threat to national security. His party is accused of having ties to Kurdish rebels, whom the government regards as terrorists. He's warned voters against casting a ballot for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to prevent a one-man regime. Right-wing lawmaker Ivan Duque won Colombia's presidential election Sunday, promising to rewrite the government's 2016 peace accord with former FARC rebels. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
The results are in for the long and divisive Colombian election. Right-wing Ivan Duque has been voted president. On Sunday, he beat leftist Gustavo Petro in a victory that will reassure investors, but also leave many worried about the fate of a fragile peace deal. Duque has promised to modify the country's peace accord with Marxist-sparked rebels and to continue to support the mining and oil industries, which provide the country's top exports. The 2016 peace deal formally ended a 52-year civil war, which killed more than 220,000 people and left 7 million others displaced. This was the first election since then, and new leader Duque says the deal was too lenient on the rebels. He comfortably won the ballot with 54% of votes.
That is Reuters' Grace Lee. There have been three confirmed deaths and more than 200 others injured after a strong earthquake struck western Japan Monday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The quake brought much of Osaka to a standstill, forcing people off trains and shutting down factories. It's also cut off natural gas for over 100,000 homes. And it's estimated that it might not be restored for up to 12 days. Luckily, there's been no tsunami warning triggered or damage reported at the country's nuclear power stations. In 2011, an earthquake and the tsunami that followed killed 18,000 people and caused one of the world's worst nuclear disasters.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA. Voice of America.